Good morning and welcome to today's energy market update with Callum McPherson. How are you doing today, Callum?
Very good. Yourself?
Yeah, really good, thank you. So over the weekend, there was a drone attack on an Israeli oil tanker, and yet Brent is lower today. Why is this?
Well, the Brent front contract traded over $76 per barrel late on Friday. But as you say, it's lower this morning. The front contract sits around 74 and a half. But we're comparing different contracts because on Friday that was the expiry of the September contract, so that which we were then looking at as the front contract. But today we're looking at October, which is now the front contract, and that was trading $1 per barrel lower on. Than the September contract on Friday when the September contract expired. So part of the move down, the apparent move down, is actually just because we're looking at a different contract which was trading lower anyway. But even so, the October contract, which if you compare it to where it was on Friday and where it is now, is trading a bit lower than it was on Friday. So it's certainly the case that the news of the drone strike has not really excited oil markets.
Okay, and what happened exactly, and will it have an impact on the nuclear talks?
Well, an oil tanker was attacked by an explosive drone off the coast of Oman, which killed two crew members, one of which was British and the other Romanian. The vessel's actually Japanese owned, but it is operated by an Israeli company. And the US, the UK, and Israel have all accused Iran of being behind the attack. Now, so far as the talks are concerned, there was no date in the diary for continuation of the talks anyway, because they broke off some weeks ago, and the whole thing has been held up by the change of the Iranian president. But certainly this latest development further complicates matters. But as to why the markets haven't become excited about this, perhaps that's just because the talks were looking so challenging anyway, and so this latest incident doesn't really make things that much worse.
And turning to US crude inventories, there were falls in stocks reported last week.
Yes, well, that was one of the things that helped Brent break higher later last week and go through $76 per barrel. Because, as you say, we saw significant falls in crude and gasoline stocks, and more generally, these have now backed down towards the historic averages for this time of year. So really, the great gluts in oil stocks in the US has pretty much been removed. Refinery activity is also strong again, some the kind of levels you'd expect for this time of year based on historic averages. And there was actually a fall in crude output, domestic US crude output, whereas output had been rising steadily since the start of June. So it was interesting to see a reversal in that as well.
And finally, what can we look out for?
From technical point of view, Brent remains above the 50-day average in spite of this fall. So we're not things are not yet looking like the sell-off will turn into a retest of the down move from early July. Essentially, Brent is back in the low 70s to mid 70s range that we've seen since the start of June. So really, we'd be looking for a break either below 72 on the downside or above 77 on the upside to signal the start of some kind of new trend in the market. Quite interesting to look at speculative positioning, actually, because whereas in Brent it hasn't really changed very much in recent weeks, but if we look at the US markets, the US WTI futures, there have been some quite significant falls in speculative long positions, so speculators becoming less bullish. And perhaps this is because of worries over the spread of the Delta variant in the US. On that front, though, the UK is perhaps offers some good news because here, of course, we've had the economy opening up in spite of increasing cases of the Delta variant, and yet hospitalizations and deaths have remained mercifully relatively low. So it does seem to show that with high levels of vaccination, we can actually open up economies and move forwards, which is a good thing for the oil market.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Callan.
Thank you.